When I have a thought, I gotta let it out. It's a bright spot that I can't even doubt. My opinions, my point of view, even if things are a little chopped and screwed.
So yeah,
even if you disagree.
So yeah,
even if I'm not in your pedigree.
So yeah,
especially if you agree.
So yeah,
so yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever and whenever you're listening to it. Welcome to the So Yeah podcast with your girl, Caroline M. Diamond. Hey! Okay. New little extra track. I don't know. I'm always down to sing. I've actually been... Random note, I've been really thinking about, like, eventually in my life, in my career, like, I'll make a comedy album. I think that would literally be, like, a dream for me to do. And you know what? While I'm in this manifestation portal, as I do this comedy album, I'm going to win a Grammy for it. Imagine me being Grammy Award winner. We manifest. Anyway, let's stay on top. I was so mad. I was so angry. It was a random day in September, and colored me surprised when I opened my Instagram and I see the Coachella lineup at the top of the page. Excusez-moi? Because I'm used to Coachella lineups coming out at the top of January to, like, really, like, there's something about the mystery of it all. The what's hiding behind the curtain, who's in talks with whom, okay? So September, I mean, I think even last year it came out in, like, November, December, and even that was early. But September, girl, I was like, are you broke? Do you need money? Blink twice if you're okay. You know what I mean? And I love Coachella, okay? I feel like we will have a special Coachella episode, probably from the rotting bed position in the spring from me. But I love Coachella. I love Golden Voice. We love you, Golden Voice. I love Coachella. I'm always gonna go. Like, I'm never not gonna go, no matter what the lineup is, because I find that, at least for me, sometimes when the lineup is so stacked, it becomes a little anxiety ridden, because you're running literally all across creation to catch this set to over here, and then of course they're never in the same spot. It's like at Sahara when I want to go to main stage. Like, that's crazy business. If you know, you know, and if you don't, look at a map. So even like this past year, 2025's lineup wasn't necessarily my favorite, but I had a really great time, because sometimes when there is that space, when you don't love everybody, I think that, like, that is really beautiful, because then you can notice other things about the lineup, or you can have it upon people, or there's so many things to do. And, like, I've gone every year and there are 1,000 things that I have not seen. You know, you're not going to see it all. It's kind of like Disney World. You're not going to get to everything, unless you're there for a week and you don't make it out of that week, okay? Anywho, so I was super surprised by the Coachella lineup, because, like, I wanted to throw my hat into the ring on the So Yeah podcast to give my predictions. And you know what? I wasn't able to do that, and I'm so upset about it. And the one person I did predict was Justin Bieber. And I'm a believer through and through, okay? I saw him at the Maryland State Fair when he was baby. So I'm a believer. You know, I'm not as much of a believer as Patience, because she has a cardboard cutout of him still in her parents' basement, which is crazy, amazing, show stopping, never been done before. And I, you know, I talked about his album on the pod, and while it wasn't my favorite, people did like it. And I hope that when he does, I was gonna say the Super Bowl halftime show, not that, Coachella headliner, if he only does swag one and swag two, there will be riots in the street. I need him to bring out Nicki Minaj to do Beauty on the Beat. That can bring this country together, okay? I gotta keep an eye out for Celine, or like literally that would change lives. I need him to do a lot of his old discography. He needs to do honestly like an Eras. And I hope, sometimes what I hate about some people's, especially their headliner set for Coachella, is basically just like their tour, but on the Coachella stage. I'm like, No. I need a new show. Or even like, not even like a full show, like new show, like set list, but like give me something else. Give me something that I can't experience anywhere else but the Coachella stage. That's what makes Coachella amazing. I can't get it anywhere else. Exclusivity. Bring that back, okay? So here's my thing with the other headliners. Gatl G, I've known about her for a while. I like her music. I don't love her music. I think that she's very popular. She's very famous. So I think that this makes sense for her to headline, to be honest with you. Here's my thing about Sabrina. Do I think that she's very popular? Yes. Do I think she's a headliner? No. Okay? Because I would say after the next album she would come out with, that could, you know, put her in a position to headline Coachella. I don't think she's big enough yet. Yeah, you had the Summer Smash Espresso last year, but like, what we really have to think about is, even though that Middle America is not the clientele going to Coachella, we need like name recognition. Like, do our parents know who Sabrina Carpenter is? Right? Like that to me, I'm like, if it hits every generation, that's how you know somebody is super famous. I don't think she's there yet. Like, you're telling me that Coachella went from Lady Gaga one year to Sabrina Carpenter the next? Girl, we're not even in the same world. We're not in the same world. I'm sorry, we're not. Yes, pop girls, I'm not trying to compare another white blonde lady to another, but that's not the same. Lady Gaga is an icon. Sabrina Carpenter is a girl. Do you know what I'm saying? She's on the track to doing it. Are we there yet? No. I don't know. Like, do we agree, viewers? Do we agree the same thing? I hope that you're in your car or wherever you're listening to it going, yes or no, or fuck this bitch, whatever it is. But anyway, there's a lot of people like underneath that I really like, and I'm really excited about that. There are a couple people that I'm like, where are you? Like, why are you not on this lineup? Like, there's no Olivia Dean. Sad. I think she would be amazing there. There's no Jade, who I love, which we'll talk about on the podcast, her album sometime soon. But who else? Where is Tate McRae? I need a word with Tate McRae's team. What are we doing with her? Why has she not played at Coachella yet? She would be amazing at Coachella. Like, she gives Coachella vibes to me. And I don't know why she's never done it before, but like, let's change that, okay? Who else? I don't know if Zara Larsson is there, or I wanted her to be there, but that, and there's like a couple holes missing for me, but there's a lot of people there that I really like, so I'm really happy about it, and I will be going. I will be giving the viewers an insider scoop on all my opinions when the time comes for, I don't know if I'll go to weekend one or weekend two for my sanity, hopefully weekend two, because my brain, weekend one's a little too much for me, but no, weekend one's a little bit too much for old grandma. But we will be there. Also, need to go to Stagecoach again, because guess who's playing Stagecoach? Pitbull. I need it. And Luda, he's also going to be there, which I think will be amazing. And then, like, obviously, like, country people. Like, Post Malone is headlining, and I'm like, what does he have on Golden Voice that they are sucking him off, okay? Because he headlined Coachella this year and he's headlining Stagecoach next year. Crazy cupcakes. So this is currently, which is everything that I am reading, watching, and listening to. I haven't finished the book yet, but I have started it. It's not long, which sometimes I love a little short read, but I'm currently reading Night People by Mark Ronson, and I love Mark Ronson for all of his producer abilities, and he's done so many songs, like songs that you like don't even remember. That's how many songs that he has produced. Like, he was on Valerie, like with Amy Winehouse. Like, he's been around the River Bend, okay? So it's basically about him DJing in the 90s, and wow, I would just love to be slightly affluent and have just resources around me to grow up in and to kind of be, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't call him necessarily a Nepo baby, but he's definitely was put into like positions where it was a little bit easier for him. Like when he moved to New York, who was his best friend, his neighbor? Sean Lennon. Yeah, John Lennon and Yoko Ono's son. Okay, so he had a little bit of a silver spoon, which love. I wish I had a silver spoon. I'm still waiting for my parents to tell me that it's been a joke this whole time. There's actually been a trust fund for me. It hasn't happened yet, but we manifest. And still I rise, okay? So I'm reading that. I'm excited about it. I like needed a kind of little memoir break from all the sloppy shit that I've been reading. So been loving it. Okay, what I'm watching. I finally watched it. Everybody calm down now. I watched it definitely later than everybody else, but you know, it doesn't matter when. It's just as a matter of, you know, when. What? What just came out of my mouth? I don't know. I watched K-pop Demon Hunters. And again, I like my finger on the pulse. I like to know what the cultural zeitgeist is. I need to know what everybody's liking. Especially this movie and the songs. I'm going up, up, up. Clearly, I cannot hit that note. My little soda pop. That was more in my key. Thank you very much. So obviously, like, I knew the songs because they were everywhere, unavoidable. So I watched it, and I have to say, it's amazing. I was loving it. It was the perfect, like, amount, an hour and a half. It was great. The plot was so good, and I love watching things that I know will kind of be pillars to pop culture moments in the future. Case in point, all of like the new pop girlies, Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, probably Olivia Rodrigo. Who were they inspired by? Hannah Montana, right? And they've said this before, and you could clearly tell, which is great because like Hannah Montana was amazing. Even though the show kind of did suck a little bit, I watched it back during the pandemic, not very good. But cultural reset, inspiration. So I love to know what we're like the girlies are inspired by. My generation, Cheetah Girls. Okay, if you were not inspired by the Cheetah Girls and you are in my age bracket, I don't know what to tell you, girl. So it's like that kind of stuff. So watching it, I was like, oh my God, like trying to viewing it through like an 8-year-old's eyes. I was like, wow, this movie is really going to like implement like the next generation of little girly pops. And I just like love that because it was so inspiring. The music was good, even though K-pop is not necessarily my thing. I did like it. I did like the songs. It wasn't too K-pop for me, but I really enjoyed it. And I had a good time. And so if you haven't watched K-pop Demon Hunters, do it now. Okay, and what I'm currently listening to, and I literally cannot stop listening to it, is the new Doja Cat album, V. It is so good, and the internet doesn't like it, which I'm like, we don't have taste. Like, I don't understand, like, why people don't like it. I literally cannot stop listening to it. It's 80s inspired, which we know, mama like, and I know some people don't, which you don't understand the campiness of it all. But I will say, and I'm a woman of, you know, apologizing for being wrong or, you know, knowing when to say sorry, okay? So, Jack Antonoff, I apologize because you really did that thing on this album. The songs that you did produce, I really like them and you sound really good on it. So this is my official apology for this album, for this album, that Jack Antonoff, I am so sorry for talking shit to you about, you know, in the past, but you did your thing on this one, so congrats. It's so good. The album is so good. My favorite songs, I like Amen, that one. Stranger, Kiss Me Like a Mirror, but they're all so good, so love the Doja Cat album. Love, 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 love. Thank you so much for listening, watching, wherever you're doing it. I appreciate it. If you're watching me on the toilet or listening to me on the toilet right now, love that. Drop that. Bump a knot. And I hope that you liked this episode. And if you didn't, then it doesn't really matter anyway, because you're somewhere else and I'm right here. I'm still here. Hey. Somewhere.